This is Sex Crazy here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. This is the segment of the show where we look at the craziest, usually anti-sex things said during the previous week or so. The last presidential election cycle in 2012, the Republicans had a black candidate up, Herman Cain, their only black candidate, who was primarily there for comedic relief. It is still baffling why anyone took this candidate seriously. He was a gift to comedians and late-night talk shows. Well, they're doing it again with their 2016 candidate who would like to be president. And like Herman Cain, he doesn't stand a chance of getting elected, but he's still very popular among Republicans, even though he is just as crazy can be. And here's the latest of his crazy. He is extremely anti-gay. In 2012, he told Sean Hannity that marriage is between a man and a woman. No group, be they gays, be they NAMBLA, be they people who believe in bestiality, it doesn't matter what they are, they don't get to change the definition. Well, besides that statement being profoundly insulting to gay people, and intentionally so, definitions change all the time. That's why the dictionary keeps getting updated. He also claimed in his book, America the Beautiful, Rediscovering What Made This Nation Great, that America's attempts to redefine marriage would bring about a disastrous ending for the U.S. that would mirror the dramatic fall of the Roman Empire. I always love those Roman Empire comparisons, because virtually everyone who makes them is not aware of the fact that by the time the empire fell, it was thoroughly Christianized. Christianity was the official religion of the Roman Empire at that time. And actually, at the time the Roman Empire fell, the official position was not exactly pro-man-on-man sex. Of course, history isn't the only thing that Ben Carson is ignorant of. A surprising candidate who should be brilliant. He was worked at Johns Hopkins University as a pediatric neurosurgeon. You would think he was brilliant. But apparently the only thing he ever learned is how to do brain surgery, because he's an idiot on virtually every other topic. So at last weekend's Iowa Freedom Summit, where pretty much all the other candidates avoided anti-gay statements, Ben Carson just jumped right in. Here's what he said. What I have a problem with is when people try to force people to act against their beliefs because they say, they're discriminating against me. So they can go right down the street and buy a cake, but no, let's bring a suit against this person because I want them to make my cake even though they don't believe in it. That is really not all that smart, because they might put poison in that cake. Now, Ben Carson, who is black, has got to realize that there are plenty of people who would discriminate against black people in just the same way as a baker might discriminate against gay people. Would he also say that we shouldn't have laws that prevent discrimination against black people because someone might poison a black person's cake? I mean, if they did, it would be horrible. The person would go to jail, undoubtedly for the rest of their life. And that would be 100% the responsibility of the black racist who poisoned the cake, not the government that said you can't go around discriminating against people. I honestly don't know what Ben Carson's position would be on black weddings being ruined by poisoned cakes, but I suspect he would somehow believe that there was a difference between the two. There isn't, Ben. You're just crazy. Most of the candidates who want to be president in the Republican Party are sort of backing away from the anti-gay thing, because the polling does not poll well for them. In fact, there was a major poll that showed that an anti-gay presidential nominee will have a very, very hard time getting elected. This hasn't stopped Ben Carson, and it hasn't discouraged Governor Mike Huckabee. We reported last week some of the crazy things that he's been saying lately, and he kind of doubled down this week. He clearly doesn't understand how our system of government works. On last Tuesday, here's what he said. One thing I am angry about is this notion of judicial supremacy, where if the courts make a decision, I hear governors and even some aspirants to the presidency say, well, that's settled, and it's the law of the land. No, it isn't the law of the land. Constitutionally, the courts cannot make a law. They can interpret one, and then the legislature has to create enabling legislation, and the executive has to sign it, and has to enforce it. This idea that a judge makes a ruling on Friday afternoon, and Saturday same-sex marriage licenses are being given out, that's utter nonsense, because there's not been any agreement with the other two branches of government. Let me explain some basics about how our system of government works. The Supreme Court reigns supreme, hence supreme in their name. When they decide on an issue of constitutionality, that's it. Game over. There is one thing that can be done. Now, he's marginally correct in that once the Supreme Court rules, there is a way to change the law. But it's very difficult to do in practice. You have to change the Constitution. That is a long, drawn-out process. And Mike Huckabee has to have looked at the polling, and he clearly would know that ain't going to happen. Not at all, ever. The idea of a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage is no longer politically, even remotely feasible. He goes even more off track when he said, if the law in that state does not already have a mechanism to support same-sex marriage, the legislation, and only the legislature, can create the law that says a marriage license can be given to two men or to two women. He's actually proposing a concept called nullification, the idea that states can ignore rulings by the Supreme Court. They can't. They tried that with Brown v. Board of Education, and that didn't work out very well. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins argued a couple of Sundays ago that girls would be allowed to marry their biologic fathers if the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage. Of course, we've had legal gay marriage in this country for 10 years, and that hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened in any of the states where marriage has become legal. But maybe it's one of those things that just takes time, maybe 20 years, or 50, or 100, or 1,000. But don't worry, Tony Perkins couldn't possibly be exaggerating or just out-and-out lying. Someday, daddy-daughter dances will take place at their wedding. At least if you live in Tony Perkins' world. Fellow hate monger Brian Fisher over at the American Family Association said last week that President Obama was not a Christian, and he knows this because he supports the rights of homosexuals, and I'm quoting, nobody can support and promote and celebrate homosexual behavior who is a sincerely devoted follower of Christ. It's impossible. He also implied that Obama was secretly of the Muslim faith, and we know how pro-gay the Muslims are. You know, I've done something that I bet you Brian Fisher has never done, and that's actually read the entire Bible. Jesus Christ never, not once, says anything about gay people at all.